Do I like announce them?
I don't know.
There's
more than one creep off camera today.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just having one mystery voice off camera, there will be three
the
potentially.
Then
just give me little puppets.
Why are you going to talk into the mic? You look like you're about to say something.
Today, I'm just in case they say anything, I'm joined by guests.
Dumb and Dumber. Well, the one doesn't want his name used.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name. The one. Is there like a screen name we can use? Can't even use alias? That?
Well, let's call him
Billy. Sheldon.
Sheldon. Yeah, Sheldon. We have young Sheldon in studio.
And are we using your name, Joe?
And we have Michael Pena.
I'm sure that's an inside joke.
No, just like he kind of has that like Michael Pena.
Hey, I'd buy it if you're just like, this is Michael Pena. I'd buy it. Totally.
Yeah.
But, okay.
He looks like his family would own a jewelry store.
That seems kind of racist. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know how I said.
Anyway, peanut gallery today.
Yeah. Got an audience, if you will. So, if you didn't catch the 12-minute talk, what apparently was all wrong.
The 12-minute talk that was like 10 minutes, maybe 9 minutes at one point, but then went to 11 minutes.
We set the stage for the two raffles you see in front of us. And, you know, when I received mine, which is this one right here. And if you didn't catch that.
Your first raffle.
First deer raffle. First deer raffle. Unless I'm totally wrong, and I got a 22 before this, which I think I got the 22 after.
You can say first center fire rifle.
There you go. Some interesting history with this, so I'm just going to talk about it. Whatever. It's kind of a
don't you fun pick it up podcast. And show everybody.
Observe, if you will, Sean.
It's just his name.
Bleep. Shit, Sheldon. So, I really should address the situation of having something to hold rivals, but never did. This one is Daniel's. We got them at the same Christmas. This is actually a Marlin 3030 with a, what is this, Tasco or Simmons?
Oh, that's a high dollar shit.
Yeah, that's the good shit. This is Simmons. I had a matching leather sling. This is high quality, sir. I lost mine, which is not like me, but the funny thing about this one is, I don't know if it was his first, Mr. Anthony Amatine used this fair amount for pig hunting back when he first got into it, which he had it for years. Like, Daniel just totally forgot about it, I guess.
Amount of IRA on that bitch.
He would nowadays, that's for damn sure. Go back and listen to the 12-minute talk. Like, we got into getting these for Christmas, all, you know, the beaver story and all that stuff. So, quick funny story. Well, the whole thing is kind of, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. So, Christmas 19, whatever it was, in the 1900s.
Did you like Christmas back then?
I did, because as a child, it was pretty likely I was going to get a fire alarm.
Hell yeah.
It was like for, let's see, there were several years in a row there. Like, you just got a fire alarm. That's, you know, it's part of growing up in rural America, I guess. Like, it seemed like it was, I either got this first or the 22, the Savage 22 first, like a synthetic stock black Savage 22 semi-automatic. It was a piece of shit. I don't remember the model. It was awful. It's fucking jammed all the time. Meanwhile, like the going 22 back then was the semi-auto Marlins. All their shit ran flawlessly. Mine's over there. It's like jam, 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 just constantly jamming. But anyways, after that, I got, like, at some point, 14, the 12 gauge, 22, this. I mean, obviously, this was, like, this is a more prized possession, if you will. Okay, so, when we got them for Christmas, they're like, oh, you get 30-30s. It's like, that's just what people got. Like, my cousin ended up getting a 30-30. One of the gentlemen off camera got a 30-30 for his first deer raffle. Like, that was, again, like, let us know in the comments. But that was probably what most people got as, like, their first deer rifle, was the freaking lever action 30-30. I mean, and, you know, we discussed this off camera, which we'd been recording, but, like, the whole practice and learning how to shoot and stuff like that. Like when I was telling Joe, wait, are we using your name?
Yeah, you can use Joe.
When I was telling Joe, is like, it's funny to think about like the difference between back then and now. Like my kids, cut their teeth on suppressed 22s, moved up to 22 mag, 223, and then they still haven't shot anything over a 6 Creed. Now, Dylan, my daughter hasn't shot anything over a 6 ARC. It's all suppressed, and, like, they're spoiled shit. But, like, they had actual instruction. And even though we're shooting suppressed, they had ear prones, and, you know, and just thinking back to the differences, like, here's a feed sack that you can rest up against. Here, we're going to use an empty one to shoot at. Some of the companies put targets on it. Here's a few bullets. Just a few. We don't want to waste this whole box. You know, we gotta go hunting. And it was just like, here's how you safely manipulate the firearm. Don't point it at your brother. Go. And back then it was like, you either could shoot or you couldn't. And there was no like, well, here's what you're doing wrong. Or, hey, let's test some different ammo. There was none of that shit. And, you know, I don't want to like, I'm not saying this to like throw shade on my father or anything like that. That's just how shit was back then.
Gosh, Dad.
And, it, you know, like I was saying earlier, like when my dad was here last time, he made the comment. He's like, yeah, you weren't that good of a shot when you were younger. I'm sitting there thinking like, yeah, I don't specifically remember having any sort of instruction on even how to shoot. It just
you safety. Channel the experience of your ancestors, man.
And so it's like, you, if you just had natural ability, like Daniel had natural shooting ability, so he was considered a good shot. Whereas me, with my what was thought to be a 30-30, and we'll get to where I'm quotationing this, they're just like, oh, you're an awful shot. but you're like, okay, yeah, you just go on your merry way being an awful shot. So, mind you, this was what, like 1990 something. I didn't find out until I was probably 23 or 24 that this wasn't even a 30-30. Now, you know, it pretty much looks nearly identical to what it did when I received it. Now, there's probably a little bit extra rust and stuff because, you know, it has been around for a long time. So, no one had ever thought to just look at the barrel here next to the receiver where it says the caliber. It was just... It's a 30-30. And you could, I mean, and also no one else ever shot this rifle. It was just, they would hand it to me. We'd practice like once a year. That was it. And
that's what it is.
Yes. So it was just like this running joke that Wade wasn't a good shot as a child. And meanwhile, no one's like, well, here's a few, you know, try this scoped rifle, or here's a few tips to help you shoot, or
they give you a lever gun and iron sights with the wrong fucking ammo, and your brother gets this like nice little lever back action then, with a scope. Like, what? Like, scope? God, Wade just fucking sucks, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was.
Is this your childhood? Like, yes. As a whole. No wonder you have so many issues.
So, no, it's I mean, it probably has something to do with why I like stress out to shoot as good as I do.
Your brother still doesn't know what the fuck he's like. Oh, just the one with the 6.5 on it.
Yes.
And you're all like into the fucking detail. It can't possibly be me. It's something. There has to be something with the ammunition. That's my fault. Dad.
No, you know, that's how it was back then. Like, and I'm sure there was probably some sort of instruction, like, you know, hold it like this, you know. But past that, it was just like, you either could shoot or you couldn't.
They probably also didn't know what they were doing either.
No, absolutely not. There was a lot of, okay, so my grandpa, which I never even seen him shoot, well, that's not true. I think I seen him shoot a dog once, but he had stopped hunting by the time, like, we started hunting, you know, because he's getting older and everything. Supposedly, he was like Quigley. Because he'd tell the story all the time. They were so poor. But back then, 22s were cheap. He had a lever action open sight 22. And for entertainment, him and my grandma would go buy a brick of shells and they'd just sit on the porch and shoot all weekend. A brick of shells. Supposedly, like back when, you know, they were younger, he would like shoot cigarettes out of her hand or something. I'm sure I'm messing the fucking story up. It's been years since I heard it, but like, you know, Annie, allegedly, she was really good shot too because they just trained. So, you know, Dad was a good shot. Daniel was a good shot. Natural ability didn't land here, which, you know, I'll say it to this day. Like, I don't have, I'm not a natural at shooting. I work at fucking shooting a lot. But as a child wanting to shoot, not having, you know, that natural ability, yeah. It's like, you suck.
Everybody in your family's like, geez, Wade, why do you spend all this time in this pursuit of excellence of long range shooting? Like, all you focus on and do is all surrounding trying to overcome your childhood trauma of not being good enough.
Right.
It's what I said earlier. God, the 30-30 set him back 15 years, probably.
Bars.
Shooting bars. Just would have got the right box. Got the right box of ammo. Okay. Wade would probably be passively into firearms. Like, go on and shoot his whitetail.
Yeah, once wait. We're onto something here. What if I'd have gotten that rifle and it just been accurate enough and I'd have killed my deer and I'd have been fine? Would I have ever like pursued this without that thing in my back? My brother's better than me. But anyway, you know,
Daniel's some long range ELR guy, you know, in that
level. Right. Cause like it's definitely okay. So like I said, Daniel's a great natural shooter. If there's no thinking involved, he just has to throw up and shoot something.
Jesus, Wade, that's your brother. Well,
if he just throws up and shoots it, he can kill shit. But as far as like long range, like he's a fucking man. So he can just shoot shit. Like he's good enough. But it's very much different. Like, anyways, you know, he's like going to kill mode. You know? Oh.
Wait, so the people that you grew up to shoot around, were they the types of people who would find it funny to be like, oh, put a like let them shoot a heavy recoiling gun? Like,
no. No, that wasn't ever like discussed or anything. It was just like, we shot a lot. We shot a fuckload of 22 and 22 Magnum. But it wasn't like, you have to start on this, you know, blah, 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 which back then, like this is, as a child, it's probably pretty heavy recoiling.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you have to start on this, you know, it wasn't nothing like that. But it very much was like, you just suck at shooting. So I wanted, like, my next little iteration here, fast forward, I don't know how much longer it was till I killed my first deer, but we're at this time, we're on a deer lease in Clarksville, Texas, which it was a, what I would call a pine plantation. Like it's sawmill land that we would lease from them or whatever. For all intents and purposes, it was shit. Fucking shitty deer lease, but it had a cabin. It was like a cool thing. A very small lease. And it was like our deer stands was Dad would get rough cut lumber from the sawmill and would nail boards up a tree, make a little platform sound. And like, I talk about this a lot, like deer hunting, how it's changed for us from then till now. Me and Dad was actually talking about this last time I was here. Back then, it was like, I saw a deer today. Now it's like, I didn't see 17 deer today. This is bullshit. You know, the differences in like, forget a big buck. Like, I don't, you know, forget a mature buck, probably. It's East Texas in 1990 something. Like, and still to this day, like, you don't see, you know, it's not.
And were the populations that much lower, or was it just more people were?
Everybody just browning down shit out there.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, like, the population is nothing compared out here.
Yeah.
Or it's the fact that you're on small, much smaller parcels of land or whatever the case may be. It's just not. Everybody browning down shit out there. Like, the reason why, I feel as if the reason why they put in antler restrictions is for places like that. Because they're just shooting for meat. They never let anything get mature or whatever the case would be. But anyways, this is probably like, usually I'd probably have to sit with Dad, but I'm sure Dad got tired of that shit. Because he is like, he's a big guy. He's 6'4", what, 300 pounds or something like that? I don't know. Big guy. But for his size and everything, he's always been like a fucking ninja in the woods. And I'm sure, you know, us being kids, we're just like, you know. And I just remember, like, I'm sure there was like a level of, yeah, go hunt by yourself. I'm going to fucking see something. I'm sure that's what he's thinking, but, you know, who knows. But anyways, I'm hunting by myself, finally. And, like, I you know, I guess this is a predator hunter coming out at me. I couldn't sit still. Like, if it, you know, I was probably sitting in a ground blind, which is a bunch of tree limbs, whatever. But, like, Daniel had killed a deer, like, the season before, probably. Dad would always kill deer. And, you know, it's part of the thing. Like, you got to kill a deer, be a man. Like, you know. And, again, that whole, like, you can't shoot where the shit is just lingering over me. Like, I haven't killed nothing. And I might have shot at something and missed it, but I don't remember. I don't remember ever shooting at a deer before this one with this gun. But I'm sitting there, and a little doe goes by. So I'm like, I'm killing this bitch, and I'm dragging it back to the cabin myself. So now keep in mind, this is like East Texas. So it's fucking raining all the time. There's water. So I'm not, as a kid, I'm like, I'm going to fucking sneak up on this bitch. And like in my mind, I'm like, I can hit it if I get close enough. Cause we all know at 100 yards, I can't hit a fucking thing with this. Like, it's in my mind now. Like, I can't hit shit with this gun. So I like, and you know, and as a kid, this is like epic. Like, I'm like a fucking Indian over here. I'm just like, I'm gonna walk through the water so as to not make any noise in the leaves. So I'm fucking sneaking around, like, I close in the distance, and I'm literally from me to you from this fucking doe when I shoot the bitch. It was literally like I'm holding my gun up and down behind the tree, peekaboo around, shoot the bitch. And I'm just like, I'm the world's greatest fucking hunter. I'm so fucking excited. Because, I mean, obviously it dropped her. Fucking barrels almost touched her, but I'm pumped, and I grab this bitch up, and I take off, and I don't remember if I took it to the cabin or met Dad and him, whatever. We probably wasn't far away, because this is a tiny fucking deer, at least if I recall. But I remember everybody was just kind of, like, quiet, and I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, because I'm trying to tell a story, like, how a fucking great hunter I am. But no one's really appreciating this. Well, come find out it was a fucking fawn. It was like a baby. It was like a first year, you know, it barely lost its spots. And all dad said, and I'll never forget this, all dad said was like, I'm proud of you and I'm happy you got one, but maybe next time go for an older one or, you know, something along the lines of that. But then everybody's like, yeah, that's a baby. I'm like, yeah, but did you not hear my story? You know, I'm a fucking great white hunter over here. But anyways, you know, that's what, and, you know, after that, it wasn't long after that, I think I might have shot at another deer later. No, I might have killed it like a spike or something with this. But again, really close, probably. And then I bought my own deer rifle, and I got a fucking scope. It's crazy. I can actually shoot fair with that rifle. It's crazy. But anyways, so moving on, we're fast forwarding a great deal here. I am 16, and, you know, Dad lived in East Texas. We lived in Aubrey at this time. And I think I had a Ford Ranger at the time. And we was in the shop. And we used to ride a bunch of four-wheelers or ATVs for the people that know what the hell a four-wheeler is. We used to go on like pretty long rides and shit like that, the Arkansas mountains and shit like that. So we've been planning this trip for a long time. And this was like, I'm really into riding four-wheelers and coyote hunting at this time. So like this rifle was just going to go with me when I was going to go maybe get around some pigs. But when I would travel, I would put this rifle in there. Because, like, everything else is, like, you know, this is the time of super long fucking barrel rifles and all that shit. So this one was, like, my most, you know, transporting best. Like, this was my, like, concealed carry for all intents and purposes. Okay. Like, yes, that's the word I'm looking for. So I want to go on this trip, and my truck's in the shop. I'm supposed to be working. And all these things, but I had a fucking tyrant of a boss who all of a sudden decided I couldn't take off. And I was like, oh, you can fucking fire me because I'm going on this trip with my dad and all that. Been planning for the years, whatever. So I go on a trip. My Fuller's in the shop. My truck's in the shop. I take Daniel's Fuller, a friend of ours' truck. I have this gun. Now, you might be thinking, like, fucking who cares? But this all comes into play shortly. So we go on this this riding trip. We ride all day, go back to my dad's. I load up the Fuller, head back, and I make it to Melissa, Texas. At this time, Dad was living in East Texas. Mom and them were living in Arbery, Texas. I'm making them listen. I'm just so fucking tired because it was a really long day. And I'm like, I've got to pull over somewhere and take a fucking nap. I'm about to crash this truck, all this shit that ain't mine. Unbeknownst to me, I pull into a liquor store parking lot. It's like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning maybe. I didn't see any lights. I just pulled in there. Looked like an abandoned building. Plus, I'm a teenager. I'm a fucking idiot. But pull in there, catch a little nap. I get woken by a little knock on the window, and it's Cop. He's like, what are you doing? This truck's running. It's winter. It's cold, so I've got to run the heater. I'm like, I'm just tired of taking a nap. Now, thinking back on it, from his perspective, here's this teenager's fucking truck, which is a 96 Ford F-150 with loud-ass pipes on it. It's muddy because it's a teenager's truck. Here's me, filthy as fuck from riding all day. Didn't take a change of clothes. It looks weird, I'm sure. So he starts asking questions. He's like, oh, can I see your insurance? I'm like, well, give me a second. I got to find it. This isn't my truck. Stupid teenager me just saying all these things. He's like, well, whose truck it is? Well, it's my friend's. Well, what's his name? Hardy Star? Well, this fucking truck wasn't in his name. It was in his dad's name. So this started creating all this snowball effect of fucking questions that were making me look like a criminal because half the shit I didn't even know the answer to. Well, whose Fuller is that in the back? Because this is like, again, this is prime Fullers. This is pre, Kawasaki Mules might have been a thing at this point, but it wasn't like it is nowadays. UTV bullshit, but there's a lot of Fullers getting stolen cars. Well, those are my brothers. Well, can you prove that? I can give you our house phone number. It's like, I didn't know I was supposed to have anything other than that. You know, he's just really starting to get suspicious. He's like, do you have any alcohol, drugs, or anything like that? I'm like, now, Hardy liked to drink a lot of beer, which at this time, Daniel and them, which Hardy's and Daniel's friend age group, they're probably 18, 19. And I just go, whoa. I said, I don't know what's in this truck, but they like to go out and party. So there's no telling what's behind this seat, underneath the seat. Like, I'm just forewarning you. Like, I don't know what's in here. Which I was already smoking, even though I was like 16. I'm just like, oh, those are Hardy's, which Hardy did smoke, but that was totally my cigarettes. But, you know, that was fine. Like, this is back in the days before they started really giving a fuck about that. But he gets me out of the truck. And I had, like, all the commotion going on, I had forgot about this being behind the seat. He starts, you know, typical teenage boy behind the seat, it's a fucking tragedy. And there's like hot beers, fucking clothes. He pulls out this rifle. He's like, who's this? And I said, that's mine. Oh, that's my, you know, obviously, I'm a kid, stupid kid. I'm just like, oh, my grandpa gave that to me, you know. So he starts looking over and he's like, it's 30-30. And I said, yes, sir. At this time, we still think it's 30-30. He's like, oh, that's a, he starts, he must have been in the guns a little bit because he starts spouting off shit about it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, it's a fucking lever action gun my grandpa gave me. He's like, what's this stuff scribbled into the bottom of the receiver here? What are you talking about? So he shows me what it is. It's a driver's license, like hand etched, driver's license number, hand etched into the bottom of the receiver. And this is just like, again, this is probably like, with the hot beer, like all this shit's going on. And it's just for this cop, he's just fucking like, he's about to, like, I guarantee he's wanting to shoot me at this point. But he's like, this seems pretty sketchy. I might have to keep this. And then that's when I turn like, no, the fuck you ain't. Did you just almost fall asleep?
Your voice is very soothing and relaxing.
And I'm like, you know, that's when I turn into an asshole. I'm like, no, that my grandpa gave me that. You know, it's fuck your laws. That's mine. And what he was trying to tell me is like, that is odd. the situation underneath the receiver. And it was, you know, I didn't know shit about law or anything like that. Well, basically, after I threw such a goddamn hissy fit, he started calling people. Because I'm like, you need to call this person, these are, you know, this is the guy's number to the truck, this is the guy's number that give me the rifle, this, you know. And luckily, somehow he let me go. And then right before I was about to leave, I'm like, so wait, why did you come, like, what made you come over here? And he's like, this is a fucking liquor store. Like, you're not supposed to be on these grounds. And he's like, technically, you're not supposed to have that firearm on these grounds. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's just typical stupid fucking teenager bullshit. But after that, I started looking into, like, the etched-in thing on a bottom bowl. Apparently, back in the day, like, one of the main places people would buy firearms were fucking pawn stores or from individuals, what have you. It's a driver's license number, and apparently, like, they would pawn it in. They would write the driver's license number. Apparently, this fucking pawn shop engraved the fucking driver's license number into the bottom receiver. So, which I never thought about doing it until we talked about it earlier. We should totally look up whose driver's license number this is and, like, reach out to them. That'd be kind of funny.
I'm sure they're dead.
Probably. Jeez, I'm a fucking somber son of a bitch.
Sorry.
What if they're still alive, John? God.
They're on their, like, fucking deathbed. They're like, Sherman, you have some visitors. And he's like, finally, my long-lost children have come to visit me. And then you and I walk in.
It's like, can you tell me about this rifle?
Yeah. And he's just like,
Then the real kids come in.
What did you say to him? What did you say to him?
Have you heard of the TPH bucket?
Take a picture for our followers.
Oh, you're an asshole. Oh, man. I am going to look it up and see if... Who knows? I mean, but you're probably right. Because, like, I feel like I asked my grandpa, and he told me at one point what pawn shop he bought it from and all that stuff, but I just don't recall now. Next story.
Wait, you can't, like, park in a liquor store? Isn't the parking lot, like...
I think, again, that's just what's
sticking. Like, I want the 16. City zoning board here fed. Excuse me?
I doubt that shit's even around now because Melissa's probably grown so much. That was like one of the last times I went through there. but it used to take that way all the time coming back from Dad's. But I think I don't think it was necessarily like the gun on liquor store grounds thing as it was. Maybe like the private property bullshit, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure he was just saying shit because it's cops, yes. And like they don't have to actually enumerate their powers via the law. They just like make shit up sometimes.
I mean, yeah, and I was believing. I'm just like, I'm going to jail. You know? Right. So, fast forward. I kill my first hog with this rifle. Again, really close.
With 30-30.
Yes. Really fucking close.
Have you thought about going and getting... like a box of each and like shooting groups?
Nowadays, no. I should. It'd be kind of fun.
I'd just be like, look, mom and dad.
No, I'm leading up to like the big reveal. So fast forward, I'm 23 or 24. Freshly married, John.
Oh my God.
And I'm getting my stuff together. Well, this was my first attempt. And I'm like, I'm going to have this gun professionally cleaned and blah, 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 blah. Because it had got, you know, I'm coming out of being a young idiot. It was probably pretty rough shape. Like, I probably wasn't taking care of it. Again, it was riding around the truck more than anything. I did kill my first pig with it. I'm going to save this story for later. And maybe I've told it before. I did fend myself off of the hog attack with this rifle.
Yeah, I think you've told me that one, but not on...
I don't know I've told you.
I think on a podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to go back. I feel like I've told that one on a podcast. I don't know. We'll have to go back and like...
see. There's like 100 episodes now.
So this is 89?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Damn. Anyways, so we're going to forego the hog story for now. So, and you know, I'm becoming an adult now. I gotta take care of some things. This thing had gotten way too rusted up. Now, at this point, you could not tell. what the writing said on the side. Like, you see this rest, you know, it was bad shape. Now, I was embarrassed of myself. Because what I did is I just thrown it in a case and not took it out for a long time. When I moved, you know, from Aubrey to back to Paris, got married. So I meet this guy at the current workplace. He's like, oh, I do gunsmithing, like actual gunsmithing on the side. I'm like, hey, I got this old lever action. It's rusted up. Can you clean it up for me? And he's like, absolutely. And I said, well, it's 30-30. This time I'm not hardcore coyote hunting, but I'm coyote hunting more enough to like to start paying attention to things. I'm like, hey, can you bore scope? Like, I know a few things, you know.
Expert.
Yes. And I'm like, hey, can you bore scope the barrel and like check the rifling out and all that kind of, because I was like, I kind of want to hunt with it again. I was like, you know, basically this is me like thinking back, like, I'm a lot better shot now, which at that time I still wasn't a really good shot, but better than it was when I was a child. It's still. So I'm like, he's like, what caliber is it? Because I'm going to test fire it after cleaning it. I'm like, it's 30-30, and here's buck shells. Blah, blah, blah. So when I meet him to pick it up, he's like, what caliber did you say this was? I said, it's a 30-30. He's like, yeah. So I think I figured, because I had told him about, I think there's something wrong with it because I can't shoot it where the fuck unless it's really close. Like, I was like, it's, and this is also pre having good factory ammo. This is like, go to Walmart, get a green box, you know. Or if you're lucky, you find some Winchester somewhere. But, you know, because I'm just like, I think I'm a little bit better shot than that thing is capable of. And he's like, I think I figured out your problem. That's a really good shooting rifle. And I'm just like, what? He said, well, it's on a 30-30 for one. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, I'm not believing him until he shows me the box of ammo that says 32 Winchester Special. And then he goes, yeah, that's why after cleaning it. It's like it says it's right there. This is, I, you know, I'm sitting there like feeling like a biggest dumbass in the world, which, you know, that spot had been covered up for a long time with rust, but still, like when I first got this, it's pretty pristine. Like Papa took really good care of his firearms, and well, also it was a long time ago, so the bluing was still good then and all that stuff, but. Feeling like a dumbass, he's like, here's the box of the correct ammo. You should shoot it. It shoots really well. And I'm actually going to my dad's house. So I pull up and I'm like, Dad.
You're like, Dad, you like, see your hair out of your eyes?
Cause
you're,
oh, no, I would never do that. I said, you remember how we thought we, for years we've shot 30-30 ammo by this? He's like, yeah. I was like, it's not a 30-30. It's a 32 Winchester Special. And he's like, what? He looks there. He goes, I guess it is. And, you know, Dad was a really good shot with open sights. And I went through this eye thing when I was a child. So I didn't like open sights anymore. I'm like, see if you can, like, I was also a drinker then. I took a beer bottle down there, put on a fence post. It's like 130, 40 yards away. And I was like, see if you can hit that. He hit it on the first shot. He's like, it's pretty good at shooting rifle. This is you know, how many ever, like, what? I don't even know if my grandpa knew when he bought it because it was clean enough to tell. But you know, he had so many lever guns.
I just, he probably just grabbed the wrong one.
Probably he's probably didn't actually want to give me this one. It's wouldn't give me a 30-30. But just years of shooting the wrong caliber bullets. Now, they would, I don't remember ever thinking, like, this doesn't load properly or anything like that. I just remember, like, it just didn't shoot where the fuck. Well, naturally, it's too small of a fucking bullet traveling down the bar. Now, quick history on the 32 Winchester Special. Winchester brought it into production in 1901 for the Model 94 Winchester, which is what this is. I don't think this is the 1901 version. Which, this is an older gun. They just upgraded the butt pad at some point, which fucking sucks. I wish it still had a metal one. But as a child, I'm glad it didn't have the metal one, which this isn't much better. It's really fucking stiff. But 1901, and they basically, because, you know, the 30-30 came out in 1894. Yep. Fucking, I didn't realize, you know, until I looked up information on the 32, I didn't realize that 30-30 had been around that fucking long. But they brought it into production, like toting it to be more powerful and all that shit. But interesting enough, Kevin Burningham would be absolutely greatly happy about this. It's a faster twist barrel than the 30-30. This is supposed to be a 1 in 12, whereas the 30-30 is like a 1 in 16 or something like that. I could be wrong, but shoot heavier bullets at higher RPMs, John.
That's crazy. you have to be real careful not to pass that 350,000.
But apparently, if you're in a bind, you can still shoot a 30-30 bullet down this particular rifle, which I do not recommend because it's not very accurate at all. I probably will, like, it definitely needs a good clean. I'll probably go clean it and see if I don't even know. Like, I may still have a box of 32 somewhere. I know we got 30-30. If I can't find it, I will find some 32 somewhere, and it'd be fun to shoot it more time. I would like to find someone who's like really talented at blueing and get this bitch cleaned up.
Case harden it.
I know Sheldon over here is probably like, you do not do that. I would, however, like to find a metal butt plate for it, because I guarantee it came with one. But I don't know. You know, I shot one more pig with it in... This was right when me and Brooke got together. When I shot... My grandpa passed away. I got that semi-auto Winchester 308. I cleaned it, took it out, shot one pig with it, and then I took this out, shot one more pig with it, and put them away. Haven't shot them since. But that is the... A little bit of history about the 32, how my first pig.
Your first trauma.
My first comp trauma.
Do you have a name for it?
No. I mean, I refer to it as Papa's gun.
Like Luann.
Luann. Make a name for
it. Really, you can make that.
Sheldon.
Sheldon?
That's what I would call it.
Yeah. Sheldon, hell yeah. I mean, how long have we been going? I mean, it's pretty hard to tell from like countless hours of recording here.
Yes.
I forgot to say, be sure and go check out allymunitions.com. We do have some lever action ammo on the website. Or if you're in Midland, you see where one guy was like, yeah, get a sign.
Does he get a sign? Yeah.
Remember, because I said I'm going to hold up a sign that says Midland?
Yeah.
It's apparently, I can't say that. Am I saying, Sheldon, can I get a little?
Can we get some direction?
Direct me how to say Midland.
What?
Midland.
Why don't you do an ad read? Why don't you do an ad read for Midland?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, if you're in Midland, be sure and go by Al Outdoors. Do y'all have any lever actions?
Right now, We just got a batch of Henrys in, actually.
Lever actions go really freaking fast.
They really do.
I don't know how they are in like different towns. And the thing that pisses me off the most is we've had freaking Winchesters ordered for at least what? I don't know, since we opened the store and have never gotten a Winchester.
What were those really nice ones, Case Hard? Those were Winchesters, weren't they? We got it in a couple.
Well, unless y'all like
the 1894s. I think they were really nice case. Like, I need a good lever gun. I don't have one.
Marlin has really like sprung onto the scene.
Yeah.
Over the years, like I remember as a child, I remember thinking like, Daniel's a Marlin. Just fucking wannabe lever action. But Daniel did have that fancy optic on it. But
oh, that was going back to the first gun thing. One of my first like. My other first guns, I won at a NRA event as a kid, a Henry Golden Boy 22. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I just remember, like, if you didn't have if you didn't have a Winchester lever action, you had something else. And nowadays, it seems like, well, Ruger did buy out Marlin, didn't they? The thing?
Marlin, that was part of the...
Yeah, Ruger bought him.
Is it Ruger?
Yeah. Ruger end up with Marlin and something else. I don't remember. It's just, I don't, you know.
John Wayne 100th anniversary custom.
I would like to have that. You know, it just seems like everybody wants lever action. Lever action 22s are like the funnest thing in the world. Like I don't care what anybody says. Like that Henry that Ninja Carl bought, that was an octagon barreled. It was super long barreled for a 22. Like I don't know why it was so long. Octagon barrel. The barrel was so long that even supers would sound like subs coming out. And when you'd shoot subs, it was just as quiet as running suppressed bolt action. And that was the whatever edition Henry super long barrel, octagon barrel 22. But that thing was so much fun. Me and Ninja Carl shot it so much that I had to take it apart once a week and clean it. And then one time I took it completely apart, and then I had to basically rework all the surfaces to make it work still, because we shot so much ammo through that fucking rifle. We shot it so much that we could throw up, if it was a rock the size of a quarter or bigger, we could throw it up and I could shoot them out of there. But we were also shooting that thing every single fucking day. I don't know how many rounds we put through that thing. It was a fucking blast. What do you think about the new tactical lever gun craze?
There's like very specific ones I've seen done well. Most of them are kind of cringe. when they first started coming out, and like, I think during the beginning of the craze, I thought they were a lot cooler. But then like everybody started doing them, and they kind of... We have a batch that we were supposed to have done, been sent to a guy, but he got so busy that he wouldn't contact us back.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
He probably doesn't.
I don't really care. Like, if you want a tactical lever gun, as long as you buy a gun, I don't give a shit. But like the reality of the situation, I said it again, you should just thread all fucking lever guns, unless it's like a classic.
Yeah.
That you're not going to shoot, like a wall hanger or whatever.
Well, usually sucks because normally they have to cut back your tube, move your front sight, and then thread. But I don't know. I think you could do a really cool tactical lever gun that's not actually tactical. It has like some of the benefits, but like if you actually did like just color case hardening instead of Cerakote and stuff, I think you could do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Pistol cartridge lever guns are fucking fun as shit, suppress.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know enough about lever guns and all that shit. Could you do a 38 in a lever gun?
They do. Yeah.
I might need to have one of those. I want a 14.5.
Oh, you slick up the bolt carrier, and then you run like loads with almost no powder in them, and you go, oh, look how fast I am, like a cowboy. I'm super fast. It's quick in the dead.
Can we just get a whole podcast of your rants? You need to go back through all the podcasts.
You need him ranting too.
Sheldon's been very quiet. Somebody
actually commented specifically today on the old Kyle podcast. Said I was like, damn, Fitzy showed his teeth on this one. I just kept shitting on Kyle the whole time. I don't even remember why.
You were just on one that day. What else? Is there any news? Oh. Be sure, check out Mountains Mullets America on YouTube. Great YouTube channel. We support his podcast. His YouTube channel. Be sure, if you're going to SCI, get on Instagram or Facebook, SCI West Texas. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
If you're going to go, I don't even know if they have any tickets left. But get on there, check it out. Their event's coming up in January. I don't remember the date now. If you haven't joined SCI, like it's not just for safari hunters. I'm trying to get Brandon out here, but he couldn't today, unfortunately. And then like, I don't know if we'll have time, but SCI West Texas, if you're in this area, join.
We're currently working on all the giveaway guns and the raffle guns and all that.
Love good shit.
It's going to be good.